All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Most High is with you, that He guides you, protects you, looks out for you, He comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you stay on that narrow path. You keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. And you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let's thank the Most High for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek His face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for His grace, mercy, favor, and love, protecting us coming in and going out, and His word and His only begotten Son died for our sins. Amen. There's so much things the Most High has done for us, we can't even keep count of. That's how awesome He is. That's how excellent He is. Amen. So there might be some things going on in your personal life, and obviously we know there's a lot going on off four corners of the earth, but through it all, we got to stay grateful and appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. All right. More praising, less complaining. Amen. So we trust in the Lord. We ain't got nothing to really worry about, amen. We know the Father got it out, figured out. We know the Lord got us, amen. We look to the hills, and where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord, amen. Most definitely, y'all. Bless the person whose hope is in the Lord. Bless the person whose trust is in the Lord, all right? So hang in there, people. Hang in there. Patience, faith, faith. Yes, yes, y'all. All right, so I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all, okay? So let's always uplift each other in Christ. Let's always encourage each other in the Lord, all right? And we got to hang in there together, all right? We scattered all four corners of the earth, but we together, all right? Brothers and sisters, let's not, you know, tamper or play around with negative energy, y'all. We got to keep it faithful up here. We got to keep it light, all right? Keep it light, okay? No more heaviness, no more spirit of heaviness, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Yes, y'all, have to stay together. Got to fellowship and praise the Lord together. Amen. All four corners of the earth, y'all, all kindreds, everything that has breath, just praise the Lord. All the mountains, all the trees, all the animals, everything God has made. Amen. We got to praise him, y'all. Exalt his name. Call on him, cry out to him, sing a new song, people. Rejoice always, rejoice, amen. Yes, yes, let us always do Father's will, Father's business for the rest of our lives till his son comes back, amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father, okay? So let us just always stay ready with our lamps and our oils. You know, let us always be on point. Let the washing of the water by the word do us justice, okay? Take it one day at a time, people. Let us know the Lord better and more personally and closely. Draw near to God, He will draw near to you. And let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of His word. Amen. All of it, okay? Obedience, okay? I hope that you all have a blessed week, a blessed weekend, blessed Sabbath, all right? A new moon coming up, new month, okay? And new Hebrew month, new moon. Solar eclipse is popping up this weekend too. So signs and wonders in the sun, moon, and earth. Okay, so a lot going on. We know a lot going on in the world, y'all. Okay, so today's message, we're just going through this news roundup. All right, we already know what's going on all over the world, y'all. And man, it's getting heavy out here. Okay, this prophecy is really fulfilling. Okay, so we'll just do this news roundup really quick, and then we'll close out with a prayer. With a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. All right, y'all. So in this news roundup, we already know about Israel and Hamas, what's going on between Palestine and Israel. A lot going on. They've been having conflicts and issues for years, decades, all right? So that's playing out, and everybody has different views and opinions on it, from everyday people like us and even famous people, celebrities. You see other people picking sides and what have you, but the Messiah told us that nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, okay? So we read Matthew 24, and we read what the prophet said, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah. They all prophesized about all these nations and countries tearing each other up and all of them coming to desolation and destruction, okay? So basically, these countries going to tear each other up until the Messiah come back, all right, y'all? So that's just how it's going to play out forever now for these days, okay? Because the Messiah's coming back, man. So these nations, you got to remember the Messiah, he's judging these nations with iron. And he's going to smash them like clay pots, okay? So we got to understand that prophecy, people, okay? Let's see what we got going on in this other news roundup. Real estate groups urge the Fed to stop rate hikes. NASA launches Psyche probe on 6-year voyage to rare asteroid. A solar eclipse is coming this weekend as well. All right, the Browns rule Deshaun Watson out versus the 49ers. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones out with the out versus the Bills with a neck injury. So just a little sports news. The WNBA Finals is going on. College football still going on. NBA preseason's on the way. NFL season's still doing its thing. So any sports fans out there, let's see what we have here. Let's see what other news we got going on. Ford recalls 238,000 Explorers over potential rear axle bolt fail. Wow, got to be careful you purchasing those vehicles, okay? Let's see what we have here. Palestinians flee northern Gaza after Israeli evacuation order. Biden on Hamas hostages. And obviously with these wars, they're going to they take a toll on American people with their taxpaying dollars, okay? So you already know that's going to affect any war will always affect the economy of resources all around the world, okay? So let's see what we have here. China's narrowing trade slump boosts recovery prospects, but challenges persist. All right, United Nations says Israel wants 1.1 million Gazans moved south. All right, and with international basketball, they even canceled some games in Israel, any basketball competitions throughout that region, okay? So pretty crazy for professional athletes in that region, in that area, okay? Let's see what we have going on here. There's a Ring of Fire solar eclipse this Saturday, okay? So let's see what's going on all throughout the world. Let's see. North Korea threatens nuclear strike after U.S. carriers arrives. Americans owe $688 billion in unpaid taxes. Wow. North Korea releases letters from Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin vowing to take ties to new heights. All right, man, these nations are linking up, trying to tear up the world, y'all. This prophecy is fulfilling. Okay, let's see. Workers in vital U.S. industry defy dangerous trend. Let's see what we have here. Singapore is the richest country on earth. Millions of hacked Android and iOS phones are being used to run a massive ad fraud campaign. Wow. Research shows that high red meat consumption is likely to increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Wow, gotta be careful what you eat out there, people, okay? Let's see. Study reveals staggering amount of oil. Study reveals staggering amount of money that oil, gas, and coal companies get in government subsidized every single minute. All right, Tropical Storm Sean is heading towards the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, it's going towards that region. All right, so let's see what we have going on here. Over 2 billion people in India and Pakistan to experience intolerable heat if temperatures rise by 2 Celsius, okay? All right, so there you have it. All right, that's just a quick news roundup for this week and this weekend overall. Okay, a lot going on, people, so take it one day at a time. Let's not be too heavily minded with no earthly good, and let's not be too righteous or too wise, or else we'll ruin ourselves, okay? Let us take things one day at a time. Let us understand what's going on in the spirit and what's going on physically, okay? So that way we can be able to go about things better from now on, okay? So there you have it, all right? What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Yes, y'all, he's the God of Shem. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel. Most definitely the God of the Hebrews. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. Call on his name, y'all. Praise him. Worship him, y'all. Yes, he is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. Yes, the Lord is the standard. He is sufficient one. The Lord, our God, is one. There's no other like him. Most definitely. Praise him, praise him, praise him, y'all. Yes, he's the buckler, y'all. Yes. Yes, yes. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim. Yes, yes, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, Ahai Yeshai, the consuming fire, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch and agree. In due timing, his time, and perfect timing. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. You have to please him with faith, people. You have to please him with faith, people. Faith, people. Obedience, faith works. Obedience, okay? Yes, y'all. Praise him, call him. He's the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Yes, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of the consuming fire. Yes, yes, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, we're in agreement most definitely, y'all. Yes, his Son is excellent for dying for our sins, y'all. His blood cleaned up our mess. Only his blood could do that, amen. Most definitely, he is the seed of Abraham, promise. He is the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, double portion blessings, new healing, new restoration, new deliverance, new song to sing, new dreams, new visions, new insight, new seasons, all right, new open opportunities, new open doors, new life. No more stagnation, no more complacency, no more blockage, no more laziness, no more hindrance. Everything running smooth from now on in Jesus' name. The Lord will straighten out the crooked paths, y'all. Most definitely. Fight the good fight of faith and run your race, people. Stay on that narrow path forevermore. Amen. We touch and agree. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, touch life over the Most High. You keep on serving the Lord forever, and you just keep helping people along your journey forevermore. Amen. All right, so what I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jairus Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.